calf, he hollowed out the size of a calf, like a make a measuring cup, bevikas Yisrael. It was Yisrael's piece of wood, and on Yom Tov a guy went and hollowed out a size of a calf, like a measuring cup, in this bika. So he like made a kli on Yom Tov. It's called Neilit. So Churit should be Nisa Muksa. Still, Rav Adav Rava says, Masika be Yom Tov. The Yisrael is still allowed to touch this kli, and he's allowed to burn it if he wants to. Here's the Kashava Mai. How was he allowed to touch this kli? Be metal to the kli. Neilitu. The Churit should be Nisa Neilit. The guy made this kli on Yom Tov. At the beginning of Yom Tov, this wood was not a piece of wood. Now on Yom Tov, it became into something new. It became into a measuring cup. That should be an Issa Neilat Muksa. According to Yehuda, it starts at the touch. And here, Rav Adav Rava says, no, Yisrael is allowed to still touch this cup now, and Masikim, but you could burn it. You see, there's an Issa, he's allowed to be metal to the Muksa. And for the Gemara, it's not Shver. L'divreihem d'Rebbe Lezev Rebbe Kiva Komalei Avavalei Lai Sirulei. Rav Adav Rava himself holds like Rav Shimon. That holds there's no Issa Muksa, no Issa Neil even on Yom Tov. Now that that Rav Adav Rav explained the Mishnah, he's only same shot in Rav Lez and Rav Kiva. Hey, these two Tanoim, Rav Lez and Rav Kiva, both hold like Rav Yehuda, that you're not allowed to burn Muksa on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to burn Neilet. So the Machlekes is, though, is it called Neilet or not? The fact you folded up this beggar, this wick, before Yom Tov, Rav Kiva holds, that makes it ois beggar, ois kli before Yom Tov, so it's not called Neilet. Rav Lezer holds no, folding it before Yom Tov didn't make it ois kli. When do you make it? When do you mavat l'shem kli on Yom Tov by burning it? Rav Lezer nerlin. So Rav Adam Rav is saying that's the machlokes Rav Lezer and Rav Kiva. But me myself, Rav Adam Rav, this Amora, he passes like Rav Shimon. There's no issa muksa on Yom Tov. So Drashi l'divrayim the Rav Lezer Rav Kiva kamar. Hi the ukim lu Rav Adam aliv the Rav Yehuda. That the Rav Adav says both in Tanoim the Mishnah, look at Yehuda, the Chaz of Pluktayu, he saw the Machlokes Rav Lezer and Rav Kiva, Tlei Mituk Me'el Aliyut Rav Yehuda. It only comes out explainable according to Rav Yehuda Shita. O Miyu Iyu, but he himself, Rav Adav Rav, Lei Svira Lei Elik Rav Shimon. He holds like Rav Shimon, we'll see later on in the Masechta, Rav Shimon is always Mekel in Hilchas Muksa. He holds less of an Isser Muksa than Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is always more machver in Hilchas Muksa, and Rav Shimon is more mekel. So we'll see later, even in Masechta the Beis Seif comes out, that on Yom Tov we pass in the risen Issa Muksa, we're more machmer like Rav Yehuda Shita, and on Shabbos we're more mekel with the Issa Muksa. And this halach we pass like Rav Yehuda, we'll soon see. So tomorrow, Rav Roma, Rav says no. Hainu time of the Rabbi Eliezer. What's the time of the Mishnah? Why does Rabbi Eliezer say you can't use this wick? This psila, habeget shekifla, if you have a handkerchief, like you folded it up, you can't burn with it now. Zokta lefi shein madlikin bepsila, shein amuchreches. He says a new shita, nothing to do with bimavat l'shem kli. It's you say it in all type of wicks. You're not allowed to use a wick to burn for Ner Shabbos if you didn't like burn it before Shabbos. If Erev Shabbos, first you have to mechreches, you have to like scorch it, first burn it a little bit, then put it out, and then burn it again, it burns very good. Loy b'sam rututin, who then you can't use like shematis. She'ena mechrochim. If it wasn't burnt before you're lighting it now for Ner Shabbos, you can't use this material, this type of a wick. As you have let the sheet to the sheet in all wicks you want to use for Ner Shabbos, you have to first light it like before Shabbos, put it out, and then light it again. So Drashi, time of the Rebbe Lezer b'hadloke mishum day madlikim boy she'en dolkin yof, it doesn't burn well. Ovechol Shabbos is a shana osa. V'lav mishum neilut. You don't have to come on to this Friday is Yom Tov. Talking about a regular Friday. Now if every Shabbos is also to light wicks, if you didn't light the wick beforehand. That's Rebbe Lezer sheet. Fred Gemara, Eloho Abazoi, Eloho Detoni Rebbe Yosef, according to Rava, that Rebbe Yosef learned the Braisa, Gimel la Gimel Mitzum Tzomis, there's such a Braisa, it's Nogeya to a Beged, that's exactly 3 by 3 its voice. Is Lamai Hilchasa, what shaila is that Nogeya to? Nogeya to Hilchas Shabbos, lighting the wick, it's not Nogeya to. Because our Mishnah, Machlekes, we have Lezer, Rebbe Kiva, if we collide with this wick, has nothing to do with the size of the Beged, it has to do with any type of a wick. You have less holds, you can't use the wicks unless you burnt it once beforehand. So, what does this right to say halacha of a beggar gimel a gimel? So, tomorrow linyan tumma, it's nogeya to hilchas tumma. Which beggar is makabel tumma? The tanan, gimel a gimel shomru, that what we had before. That a beggar that's gimel a gimel that's voice, it's only 3 by 3. Habi it's made out of tsemer or pishtin, it's makabel tumma. Is halacha, you should know chutz min amalal. Divrei Rebbe Shimon. Chutz from Lal Mida, chutz from Nehem. This beggar has to be enough to have a material of 3x3, excluding the hem. Because you have to have a little bit more material. Usually at the end, you make a hem, you fold it over to make a hem. So a chutz from the hem, you have to have 3x3. Alachom maimrim, no. Gimel agimel mechavonis. Abi, you have a piece of material that's exactly 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys, still it's makabel tumah. Even though you can't make a malal with it, that's a chomz halachom. So that was Rabbi Yossi's braisa. So if you have a beggar, the exact shear of 3x3 it's boyish, even though you can't have enough material to make a hem, still it's makabel tumah. So Drashi, chutz min amalal, derech toifer begodim, people that were toifer the begodim, limlo min abegodim, they folded over part of the beggar, lechoif lamat, sovav atzfir at the end, v'yachakach toifer gimel agimel. Here's toifer litfer, litzlei beggar oni. What do you use the chlal of beggar 3x3? For a patch for Nani's begodim. Lakach ach sheve liyas kli. Therefore, it's a choshev kli. Even though 3 inches by 3 inches has no use such a beggar, you could use it to fill in a patch. If an oni has a hole in his pants, he'll use this for the patch. Hilkach tzorach liyas boyoysi mishir hamalal. You have to have extra from the patch, you have to have something to make the hem with. Kadei sheyat loy sholosh al sholosh. He's a chutz from the hem, you have to have enough for 3x3. And the Chum say no mechavonis mitzumtzamos. Obhachi yachshavo. For yafagav the geshayit for lehevi sholish. Even though when you use it for the patch to sew into the begid, you're going to have some part for the hem. You're not going to have 3x3 for the patch itself. Still, the Chum say it's choshev. V'ainu hachter Reb Yosef. That's Reb Yosef halachon. For lav nishum diyevi tefeloi metame helafugim natanakama. Not that more, not avada. The bigger the beggar is, avada is makabel tumah. But even such a small shear of gimel al gimel, still it's makabel tumah. So kids, machlokes what's pshat in the Mishnah then?
And this and Rabbi's pshat and Rabbi Elezer, he says that shema gikum tefila shenim rachas and a little bit samaritun and rufakum and the kavah homer from tefila.
You're right. Tazi is the kasha. Kosher, kiven tonen da fidlu psilu shenem achrochem, ema dlikim koshchem satutim shenem achrochem, miyot esef to gos avim satutim afidlu mechrochem. It only goes that.
Okay.
Right. Omer Rav Yudam, blalocha we don't hold like Rav Elezer. We don't hold that you have to light the wicks before Shabbos. It's an Indian, if you want to do it, it's a nice thing to do. You just brought down that even though the lady, the wife, lights the candles, the man should be mistaken the candles over Friday. He should put them in, and he should take a light the wicks a little bit, then blow it out, let her light it. That's only a hiddur. But Ikra didn't be passing out like Reb Elezer. You don't have to light the wicks beforehand. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. We have before him, Masikin Bekevim, on Yom Tif, you're allowed to burn the kli, you're allowed to take a chair and put it into the oven. You want to bake something, you have no wood to bake with, you're allowed to put a chair into the oven. But v'yein masikin b'shiv v'kelim. If the chair broke now on Yom Tif, it has been noilut, if it came into something new, it's muksa, you're not allowed to use it b'metalkum. Divi Reb Yehuda, say out to Reb Yehuda. We have a shimin matir, that's Reb Shimon Chitol over, he's more mako by muksa. Another locker is masikin b'tmorim. You're allowed to take dates and burn with the date, use it for fuel. Ochlon, let's say you ate the date, the fruit itself. Ain masikim agarinayim. You just have the pit that you can't burn with. Why not? Because the pit becomes muksa. About the pit is like a noilet. At the beginning of Yom Tif, it was one fruit. It was edible. After you finish eating the whole fruit, the pit itself is not roi teeth. It becomes noilet. It's muksa. Divrei Reb Yehuda. We have Shimon Matir. Reb Shimon doesn't hold from the Yisra muksa. You're allowed to burn with it on Yom Tif. Masikin begoizim, you're allowed to take nuts, peanuts, and burn them, use them for fuel. Ochlam, you opened up the nuts and the shells, and you took out the peanuts. Now, ein masikin beklifesayim, with the outside shell, since now it's not an oichel anymore, so it becomes like a nerlid, it's muksa, you're not allowed to burn the shells on yontif. Divi Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda Shita. We have Shimon Matir, Reb Shimon is Matir in all these three cases. So tomorrow tzricha, I need all these three cases of Rabbi Yehuda's chumra. I wouldn't know one from the other. As you said, three halachas here: that if you have a broken chair, it's nibbled, you can't burn with it. If you have a dates, the pits, after you finish eating the fruit, it becomes nibbled, and then you have a loch of the peanuts that the shell itself becomes nibbled. What's the chiddush of all these three cases? The yashmini kemais is only from the first case of a chair that broke. The come Rabbi Yehuda mishum dimikora kli. At the beginning of Yom Tov, you had a complete chair; it was usable. Fahashta sheva kli. Now that you broke the kli, it's mamish noilid. It's not called a kli; it's a sheva kli. That's a good noilid. The heaven they noilid for yosser, like noilid shat, something new came about on Yom Tif. You were not making it before Yom Tif to use it. It has a nissel muksir on it. Avul tomorrow, Mashen came dates to mikora garinim v'hashta garinim. The emesin before Yom Tif, you knew what you have here. You have a date, and inside there's a pit. And the Frat Letay speaks out. You know before Yom Tif, it's oimer to eat the pit on Yom Tif. So you know chlorine on Yom Tif, you're going to have a pit. So I would think maybe that's not called Noilid. Like, since before Yom Tif, you know chlorine, you're going to have a pit on Yom Tif. It's not like a chair, it's not aimed to break on Yom Tif. So the beginning of Yom Tif, you had only a chair, you only had that to use the chair, not to use a broken chair. But here, the garinim, the pits, you know you have pits inside the dates, and you know when you finish eating the dates, you're going to have a pit. Same, Moshapa Domi, I would say, like, you have that to use the pit also. Kamashmala, no. The beginning of Yom Tif, the svar is, so he says, the pit is like bottle to the date. The whole thing is considered you have an oichel. That's all you have here, just an oichel. When you finish eating the fruit, now the pit becomes a thing by itself. And that's Merlin. He didn't have it here before. Right? V'yashmin and garin, if I don't know the middle case, of pits, hava mina dimikora mechsayin, fahashta miglayin. It's good, it's called Merlin, because the beginning of Yom Tov, you couldn't see the pit. The pit was in the middle of the date. What do you see? Only the dates. You don't see the pit. So therefore, later when you have the pit, it's Merlin. Avo klipia goizim mashenkin, you have walnuts. Or nuts, dimikora migloy, you have a walnut. At the fakir, at the beginning of Yom Tov, what do you see? You only see the shell. You only see the outside shell. Fahashta miglan. And after you crack it open and eat the inside pit, what do you have left? The outside shell. So I would think that's not called melon. A mashapa dummy. Since the same thing you saw before, you have right now, that's not called melon, tricha. No, still the chiddush is that's called melon. And the svara is the same svara, that at the beginning of Yom Tov, this outside walnut shell is not considered like a shell, it's considered part of the nut. Since the yikah here is the oichel inside, it's all bottled to the oichel, instead you have a nut that's edible. Later, when you finish eating the nut inside, all you have now is the shell, that's not called an oichel, that's awesome. What? Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, loizu was avzukatoni. Enechadami. So Rashi, ochlan biyomtif, ein masika megarinim biyomtif. The heaven they noilet. Vahashtu miglayin, hilkach noiletu. So the more behold the Rav, that this din that Rav holds like a Yehuda, that you're not allowed to burn a muksa on Yom Tif, la beferish itma. Rav himself never said this halacha klor. Ella meklol itma. We only learned it out from a maisa. We saw Rav did something. That's mashmi holds like this shita. Trashi behold the Rav, the Yom Rav Yehuda ein matzika megarinim. Oh no, that the Rav says even contra Yehuda. This is called noilet. The garinim, the pits. La beferish itma. Reb Yehuda never said a beferish that Noilid also goes upon the pits. His Yoni said a claw by Yesheva Kli, where you broke a Kli. That's real Noilid. But here where you have the whole date before Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov you ate the date, you only have the pit, that he never said beferish, it's only a cloud. What's the cloud? The Rav Achli Tamori. The Maisa was Rav was eating dates. Vishadye Kishaisa Levuchya. And he threw the pit into a kira, into to use it for fuel. This was in the middle of the week this happened. Shrashi ochla tarmi b'chul. Rav was once eating dates in the middle of the week, and when he got finished, he took the pit, and he threw it lebuchi drashi kira sharof, and put it into the oven. Shekur until you, v'hi chalula, it's empty, it's hollow, was formed shekosabem, l'veitaf, behind the nami kira, it's all type of a kira. V'utagim shobei shvisa shnekaderis, the place, enough to put two pots on top of it. That was the maestro. He was eating dates in the middle of the week and he threw the pit into the oven. Omale Rav Chia asked Rav, he said, Ba Pachsi. Rashi means Ben Gedolim, is you, Rav, you're the son of a big Godel. Kenegda Biyomtif Osir. So Rav Chia told him, Mishno, to do this maestro, what you did on Yomtif is Osir. As when he got finished eating the pit now becomes a Nerlet. It's like a Sheva Kli. So you're not allowed to touch it. It has an Issa Muksa. So you would not be allowed to throw this into the oven on Yomtif. That's what Rav Chia answered him back. Now we have a shayla kibli minei ala kibli minei. Is it true? Was Rav makabel or not? His Rav didn't say this dimbeferish. It's only a maisa that Rav Chia told it to Rav. And poshet, since Rav kept quiet, poshet tzaraya, Rav was maskim. Even though it's not 100% zichi was maskim, but menastam, that's called the tzaraya from a cloud. So now the Gemara is masupik though. But is it 100% raya or not? Maybe we kept quiet, but he's still being zichi. He doesn't know like that. Toshima, bring your raya. When Rav came to Bovel, he ate these dates. It just happened on Yom Tov, and after he got finished eating the date, the pit, he threw it and gave it to the behemoth to eat. So you see, the chura, it's my love, the farseisa. My love, we're talking about a date, a good ripe date. A good ripe date, you're able to eat all the fruit off the pit. So when you finish eating the date, the pit was a bare pit that should live like muksa. So, and still he gave it to the chayis, he gave it to the animals. He touched it to give it to them. So you see, it's not called muksa. V'loy kibla, or besides the voice coming, Rav was not mekavlet from b'chia. Rav holds, this is not called noilet. Since the beginning, Yom Tov had a date with the pit inside it. Later, the pit doesn't become noilet. Because you see, Rav, even after he finished eating the date, he still took the pit in his hand, and he gave it to the animal seat. So the Gemara like, from here wouldn't be a steer, wouldn't be a Ryan. We're talking about a date, or b'yamiyosa. A date that's not fully ripened yet. So therefore, the fruit still clings to the pit. So even when you get finished eating the fruit the date, there's still some oichel left on the pit. Therefore, the pit does not become noilet. Hey, so where there's food still left on the pit, it's still roi teeth, them treat is still called eichel. Since it's still edible, you can still eat the rest of this fruit, so therefore it's not called noilet. That's why he was able to still touch it and throw it to the animals. But if the pit would have been such a pit that it had no more eichel on it, he would be masking him that it's called noilet, you're not allowed to touch it on Yontif.
He put in no more eichel on it, but he threw it out of his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't be a shalah, right. Here the shalah he put into his hands. It's a shalah muks.
He didn't put it out of his hands, but he still throw it in almost the end.
Yeah, but here the kasha was vice versa. He has to spit out of his mouth. The kasha vice versa, he should have spit it out. He shouldn't have put it into his hands. Putting it into your hand is muksa, not put it into your hands. That's the shaila here. Even though the Gemara doesn't say it, you're right, the Quran talks about here. The Quran, what's the raya? I mean, it doesn't say what he did here. Maybe when he got finished, he just spit it out to the behemoth. So you have to say, mashma, the Gemara knew he put it down, and then he picked it up with his hands, and he gave it to the animals.
But he wouldn't be able to even put it in his hands.
Right, the Quran, that's right. If it's muksa.
If
it was first a Michael Adam, yeah, on Yom Tov we muktzah, it's called Neilut. On Shabbos it's Mutta, on Yom Tov. Yom Tov we pass in like this halacha, it's more chomer de gadinim on Yom Tov than Shabbos. Drashi kishaisa garinim, it's the pits. Bar pachse big adolim. Ochla tarmi be Yom Tov, it's Rav was eating these dates on Yom Tov. Drashi, pasaisa, temorim toivim umusbashtam yofan. How many was these dates were very ripe dates? V'chol oichol shalahem nifresh mal garinayim. When you eat it, all the fruit gets off the pit. The yain hagarinim ruim atiltol. Abazoy, the pit is muksa, you're not allowed to touch it at all. The afiluach yisharla tiltolay, still you see Rav threw it. The mishdai lechayusi picked it up and he threw it to the behemoths. Almo le kibliminei. The mashma Rav holds that these pits is not called muksa. Teretz was no, it's talking about Rami Yosso. Shrashidiyay misvashtos yofa. These dates don't get ripe. V'yena oichel nifrash mehem. You can't eat all the fruit off the pit. O mishtaya bagirinayhem. Some fruit is still left on the pit. V'chos liyodim. The pit is still edible. And since it's still edible, it's still called an oichel. Avag is not muksa. Avag is not touching on yontif. Simela agavi. Melzat rashi. Shiesh oid me'imon alayim. There's still mother means that still the fruit is still on it. So melo the pit is not muksa. But in a case where the pit would be clean, no oichel, it's takablai muks, and you shouldn't touch it on yontif. So there's a famous Rashboy for Notir that brings out from this side that muksa is only yotzer on touching it. Mashenkin hano, it's mutter to have hano for muksa. Like here, the mice was Rav threw it into the oven. So the Gemara there asked the shal, how could you have hano from the burning of it? The only shal the Gemara is, how can you touch it? A mashma muksa is only in this tiltu, you can't touch it. But if you have hano from it that comes mamela, that you're allowed to have hano from muksa. I will see another way soon. Omalei Reb Shmuel bar Chono le Reb Yosef, le Reb Yehuda. Omalei Reb Shmuel bar Chono Reb Yosef, Reb Shmuel, yes, Reb Yosef. Le Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Yehuda, the Yom Masikim Bekelim, V'yei Masikim Meshiv Bekelim, Reb Yehuda holds on Muks on Yomtiv. There's an Issa Noilid, that if you have a broken Kli that broke on Yomtiv, you're not allowed to burn with it. How could you burn with a complete chair, a full keli, you could burn with? As soon as you take the chair and put it into the oven, the chair becomes broken. As soon as it starts to be burned, it's a broken kli. When you're making an oven here to burn with, you have to keep on moving the wood around. So if you put a chair into the oven, you're allowed to touch the chair. The chair is a chair, it's a kli, you can put it into the oven. The kasher is once it's in the oven, though, now it becomes a broken kli. How could you continue to move the kli around? So here the Rashi brings a raya. The Gemara didn't ask the kasher, how could you have anor from it? Anor, you're allowed to have anor from it. Because for muksa, you're allowed to have anor from muksa memela. So the only kasher is, how could you say to move around the kelim? You have to keep on moving the wood in the oven. Aye, but you're moving the wood. The wood now is a sheva keli. It should be like muksa. And the Gemara, the yovet ki Rav Masna, enechnami, you have to do an eitz like Rav Masna says. The yomer Rav Masna, omer Rav, eitzim shenoshru min adeko latana b'yomtif. Eitzim, a branch that fell off the tree on yomtif. So that's vadai nerdle, that's vadai muksa. Hey, it's a tree, or something that's mechub lekakir, is muksa. You're not allowed to touch branches on yomtif or on Shabbos. So if the branch came off the tree on yomtif, that's a muksa like a branch. The branch fell straight into your oven. Yeah. And so now that it fell into the oven and it's burning there, you're allowed to have anor from it. Although what's the eitzah to move around the wood in the oven? You want to make the fire better, you want to move it around. How can you move it around? So if you have an eitzah, marve eitzim muchonim umastikim, you're allowed to put more wood into the oven, put muchendike wood, wood that's oimet to be burnt, so it's not muksa. And that's not called a kli, it's only oimet to be burnt. So even when you're burning, it's never broken. The kli is never broken. It was never clean in the first place. It was only firewood. So if you add new firewood into the oven, then as roiv, you're allowed to even touch the muksa. So Rashi, marbas Rashi aleim umavatlim b'roiv. You mavatlim b'roiv. Sati yetzir also. If you want to burn a kli on yanta, put it into the oven. The yetzir is after the kli starts burning, you're not allowed to move the kli anymore in the oven because now it's a broken kli. The yetzir is they'll put new firewood in, and since you have rov, it's mutter. So interesting. The Rashi speaks out. Davada doesn't mean a real din bit of roiv here, because roiv, you know, calls them on its nicker, the yisr. There's no din bit of roiv. Here we're talking about you had a chair. You put the chair in the oven. So the chair is still nicky. You know it's clear a chair. So what do I put? You put now 10 new pieces of firewood in there. When you're going to go mix it up, you see the chair in there. So it doesn't pass bit of roiv. Calls them on, you see the yisr, can't be a hetter bit of roiv. So the Rashi says the Gemara doesn't really mean the hetter of bit of roiv. It means the hetter now is no yisr tukl of muksa. Muksa is only us to touch the muksa itself. But let's say you touch something else that moves the muksa, that's called tukl munasad. We'll see later on in the Masechta, that's mutter by muksa. Moshe, if you have muksa on the table, you're allowed to take a knife and move the muksa off the table. That's called tiltum and atzad. Tiltum and atzad is mutter. So here also, once you put new firewood into the oven, it's considered you're touching now, you're touching the firewood. Yeah, the chair gets moved around also. That's the head of tiltum and atzad. So, yeah.
For Moshe, that he wants to put a rope doctor.
Yeah, you need rope. Because do you have rope? Then we know on which ones are you touching. Mesayim, you're touching one of the rope. So you're touching now a hetadik of wood. And when you move that wood, that moves the chair. So what? That's called tiltum and atzad. That's the hetadik here. You're not allowed to move the chair itself. But if you touch a hetadik of wood and make that wood move the chair, that's called tiltum and atzad. That's mutter. So that's the eitzah. You have to put new wood into the oven. Now you can all move it all around. Right. You have hamnune amar. No, a new pshat in the Mishnah. Hocha bepochos mishloisha shloisha skinin. Pochus mishloisha shloisha askinen. Rashi masnisin bepochus mishloisha tfochim ashloisha tfochim pligi. I said the Mishnah is talking about this beged, psilos ha beged shekiflo, this piece of material you made into a wick. The material itself was less than gimel tfochim by gimel tfochim. Pligi linyan tumah. That's the machlokes if it's makabel tumah or not. What's the machlokes? Umikule matloni yeshonu kan. We're talking about tifs of shmatis. Matlonius means a shmata, cheap shmata, shonukan. Shrashi mekule matlonius. Matlonius hakalos beinov. That's cheap shmata. Dumya de mesukonis lefkak merchat. Something used to stuff up a merchat. I'm old, they didn't have a good rubber stuff. They used to put like a handkerchief there to stop the hole where the water would go out. The midid lechoshev hu, it's not such a chos of a kli. The kipul denokit, that the Mishnah says you folded up matnisin, mishum hivav denokit. Davka, it's only machlokes whether it was hivav or not, was it burnt or not. The plukta they had loke tonic kippum. The Baltus talks about burning it. Needs kippum. It talks. Therefore, it says the word kippum. But kippum in the Mishnah is lav davka. Now the shaila here is the Mishnah is v'kabel tumranat. You have a beged less than gimel tfochim by gimel tfochim. And that's the shear you need to makabel tumma. His gimel as boys, but gimel as boys is only by tsemer pishtim. But by shar material, the beg and the mal has to be gimel tfochem and gimel tfochem makabel tumma. So here we're talking about this kli was less than gimel tfochem and gimel tfochem. So what's the tzad to say it's makabel tumma? So the Gemara of the Ozder, we have Lezel at Taimei, we have Akivu at Taimei. They both call the Shittas, we learn the Mishnah in Kalim. The Tanan. Pochos Mishloisha Ashloisha. You have a shmat like a handkerchief that's less than 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim. Sheheskino lefaka gvoya samerchus. But you're miyachid to use it for some purpose. You're not going to throw it out in the garbage. You're miyachid to use it for a stopper in the merchats. You're going to use it to stop the hole, the water shouldn't go out. Or else the naya boy is a kadera. He used it for a handle to move the pots around. We call it a pot holder. Or the kaneach boy is rechaim. After you use the grinder, the mill, you want to clean it out. You miyachid this handkerchief to be the cleaner for that. So karvazoy you machshiv it. You gave it a chshivas to it. Now bein min hamuchin, whether it was muchin, musunsi or muchin means you set it aside. Bein sheinu min hamuchin tomei. Divi Reb Lezer. Say that's Reb Lezer. It's even though this beggar is less than 3 by 3, but since you set it aside for a good purpose, that's machshev, but you gave it a chshiva to the beggar, it could be makabel tumma. Reblezo aimer, no. Reblezo aimer, bein min hamuchin, bein sheinu min hamuchin. Whether it's muchin, whether it's not muchin, is da loche tor. Still it's tor. Since it's less than gimel a gimel, it's tor. Reb Akiva aimer, he makes the chilin. Min hamuchin, if you're making, you set aside this beggar, tummy, then it's tummy. Vishaloi min hamuchin, if you did not set aside this beggar, then tor. Now, the Yomar Ula, moving the madness to three of machlokes. The Yomar Ula vitema rabba barachon, om rab yechim. Hako moidim, everybody's moidim. If you have this kli, this shmat, this handkerchief, that's less than 3 by 3 tvochim. Zorkul ashpa, if you took it and you threw it into the garbage, is divrei hako tor. According to everybody's Torah, even though you miyachas use it to stop the hole, to stop the water going out, but once you took it through into garbage, you're like, you made ois chshivas. You don't want to use it for kli anymore. Avad, it's not makabel tumah anymore.